All right, 7:24-22. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and the title of this is Make Room for a New Dispensation. By the way, I had that this morning while I was praying before the service. All right, make room for a new dispensation. Well, let's just read a scripture first. This is Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass, verse 1 there, in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. See, there's no room for God. But the new dispensation is coming. And what the Lord is saying, I'm making room for this new time. It appears at this time there's not room for me or my apostles. It was the same at my birth. Not traditional, humble, but nonetheless, it all came to pass as my Father planned. My apostles are going to have room, for this is the beginning of a new dispensation, the kingdom age. This is Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Room there means to broaden or make wide. I'm making a way for my apostles. The apostles will be required to step up. There will be no more excuses. Now this one kind of surprised me. This is Revelation chapter 2. In other words, I think the Lord's going to make room so there'll be no excuses for the apostles to say, no, you know, I don't want to do that, or they won't receive me, or whatever the case may be. Verse 1 there, unto the angel of the church in Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, for else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate, which is what the Jezebel influence, the Baal worship. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So the apostles are going to begin to speak up and begin to speak forth God's word. And what I believe, just kind of as I was saying this, there'll be a phasing out of the old. It won't just be bam one day, bam another day. It'll be a phasing out of the old and a phasing in of the new. See, it was the same way with Jesus. Humble beginnings in a stable, not a throne, not a place of where everybody saw and everybody knew, but it, you know, the time came when he became a man, he came on the scene and began to preach the kingdom of God. I will judge my apostles for allowing these unfit conditions in the church. I'm making room for them to step up. I'm not judging the pastors per se, but those posing as apostles, I will. They are standing where they ought not. Babylon is falling. Revelation 18:20, Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. Now this will become, all right, now this will become, okay, Matthew 16. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The word that Danny had, or the dream, or whatever it was that he gave us, wrote it down and gave to us about praying in God's intercessors, praying in God's order and God's government being established. Well, this is how it's going to happen. The apostles are going to begin to lay down doctrine and establish church order. And out of that church order will raise up God's government. See? Yeah. The stepping up will cause the falling down. Because to speak for platforms that my apostles and their prophets will be able to step out on to take care of the mess the church has become. The gates of hell will no longer prevail. Church out of order equals a nation out of order. Speak room. Room. All right, this is Psalms 31:8. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Psalms 89. Thou preparest room before it, and didst cause it to take deep root and be filled, and it filled the land. This is how my kingdom, my order, my government will be ushered in on the heels of the apostles. My true church will make room for them. Those who say they are apostles and are not shall be removed, and my true apostles will take their room. Judgment has begun at my house first, my spiritual house, not a structure. Not necessarily institutions, but his true church. Okay. 1 Peter 4:17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? See, a lot of people, they're noble, but all they know is what they've been taught, and it's out of order. All right. I've told you that a famine is coming and is already here, and this is what I mean by this. All famine is not bad. There will be gaps. Gaps in supply chains, in churches, etc. This is what I mean. I'm cleaning my threshing floor, and I will require those that have been in the shadows, yes, hidden in the curtains, to finally enter center stage to get my people back online and make it through this tough time. Like I sent Joseph to stand in great authority for the 7 years of famine, be prepared to step up, for your Joseph moment is here. One day in the jail, next day in the palace. I pull down one and raise up another. Don't be concerned about that. I will do everything that I said I would do concerning you. I'm doing this, not man. I make a way where there seems to be no way. I make room where there seems to be no room. It is time to rebuild my house, just like Nehemiah rebuilt the wall of natural Jerusalem. Time to build spiritual Jerusalem. I'm raising a spiritual house. First the spiritual and then the natural. This is Matthew 11:12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. This is what suffereth means, to force, to crowd oneself, to be seized. It's like we're cramming ourselves in where there's been no room, and the more we cram and we force, the room's made. That's just the way I see it. The suffering, mentally and physically, is all part of this. The enemy is working overtime to keep the kingdom from coming. The birth process, the best is yet to come, and hold on, for I'm coming. The old guard is dying off and new guard is stepping up. I'm making room for them. That's part of what we're going through. The birth process is not only painful for the mother, it's also painful for the child. Okay. That's all of that one.